Warning, this is the Darla Shine Show. Everything you hear is Darla's opinion. Some facts are true, others are made up. So take what you want, use what you can, and you get what you get. So don't get upset. Welcome to the Darla Shine Show.
Man, I feel like a woman.
The Darla Shine Show.
Call Darla now
at
1-877-YO-DARLA.
One of the things that you know I'm focusing on every week, I'm on this mission to get all of you back in the kitchen to just bring your families together. And Time has come out with this report that I think is hysterical, that the industries that are going up are canning and, you know, groceries and the stock groceries. For example, box grocery goods are going down. The sales for, you know, the junk snacks are going down. And sales for rice and beans and flour, that's all going up. And you know why? Because I told you that this was happening. People are cutting back. They're saving money. They're getting back in the kitchen. They're learning how to cook the old-fashioned way. And as the recession comes forward, and as we enter, if we do, a depression, it's those skills that got our grandmas through the first depression that are going to get us through this hard economic time. And it's funny because I said it last year, you know, God help, you know, the modern woman when the depression hits, because what are they going to do when they can't order Chinese food? They're not going to be able to handle it. So joining me right now on the phone is Drew Keim of cooklikeyourgrandma.com. Drew, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me on, Darla.
So I love this, cooklikeyourgrandmother.com, and you have a lot of the old-fashioned recipes on there that make everyone feel good in the belly and make them feel loved. And what is one of your best tips that you could give us for getting back to the old-fashioned ways our grandmas used to cook?
Well, I think for me, you know, you were talking about how people are starting to go back to, you know, getting the rice and beans and flour and actually cooking things from scratch. And if you look at it as something that you have to do because you can't afford to get the prepared foods, then every time you eat it, you're going to feel like a kid that's being told you have to eat your broccoli. Well, when my kids have the option to have a bag of chips or to get the broccoli, they choose the broccoli because we give it to them not as something that they have to do, but something they have the opportunity to eat these great fresh vegetables. So just remember that, you know, I don't eat this way because I can't afford to buy other food. I eat this way because it's better. It tastes better. It's more fun. I like working in the kitchen. So to me, it's really about the mindset. I don't eat this way because I have to. I eat this way because I'm able to.
You're able to, and it's better for you, and it makes you feel good. Now, did your grandmother teach you these recipes and teach you how to cook?
You know, I always tell people there's a reason I called it how to cook like your grandmother, not how to cook like my grandmother. One of them passed away when I was about 4 or 5, but even if she had taught me anything, I don't come from a lot of money, so she would have taught me how to make the same thing every night for weeks in a row. On the other side, my other grandmother, she was very old-fashioned, believed that men should not be in the kitchen. So, you know, I would go over to her house for Thanksgiving, and that, to me, is my fondest food memory growing up, is Thanksgiving at Grandma's house. And, you know, when I was about 13 or 14, when I started realizing, hey, you know, I'm supposed to actually, you know, clear my own dishes and take them to the kitchen, I would try to do that, and she wouldn't let me come into the kitchen even to help clean up. So it never would have occurred to her to actually try to teach a boy how to cook. So this really is something, it didn't start until I was in college and I got a job working at a restaurant, and you know, all of a sudden, you know, I'm surrounded by almost every other cook at every restaurant was a guy, and I don't
right.
know
all the best right all, like all the best chefs at the top restaurants are usually men. So Drew, I have to go to a commercial. When we come back, I want a couple of secret tips for in the kitchen, especially about glazed carrots. I have my secret glazed carrot recipe. We'll have a glazed carrot standoff when we come back. I'm Darla Shine. Learn how to cook like your grandma cooked right here in my show. And when we come back, we're also going to find out some tips for keeping your house sparkly clean this spring without you busting too much of your back. I'm Darla Shine. I'll be right back.
What's on the menu, pal? I'm starved.
It's time for the weekly menu.
Yummy, yummy, yummy. I got love in my tummy.
Sugar. Hey, honey, what's for dinner?
Honey.
Hi, this is Drew Kine from CookLikeYourGrandmother.com with this week's menu. Sunday is fettuccine alfredo. Monday, pan-fried pork tenderloin chops. Tuesday, baked mac and cheese. Wednesday, spinach salad with bacon balsamic dressing. Thursday, stir-fried pepper steak. Friday, bruschetta pizza. And Saturday's date night. The best thing you can make for dinner is a reservation. For the recipes to go with this menu, come take a look at DarlaShine.com.
The weekly menu on Darla Shine's Happy Housewives Club.
All right, very cute. Some great recipes we have for you. Go to DarlaShine.com. And our featured chef this week is Drew Kine, author of the adorable book, How to Cook Like Your Grandmother. And he has a website, CookLikeYourGrandmother.com. Drew, I love this baked mac and cheese. I mean, what makes you feel more old-fashioned and homey and cuddly with your family than that dish? What is your secret ingredient? Just some, a different twist on that I'm seeing?
Well, this is actually one that I discovered when my wife and I were in the Bahamas on our honeymoon. They do a mac cheese that it's almost a macaroni and cheese casserole. You serve slices of it the way you would a lasagna. So instead of just the cheese and butter and cream that you would normally have, this also has eggs in it. So when you bake the whole thing, it comes together into these slices that you take a chunk of it out. And I mean, I could eat this for lunch every day for a week and not get tired of it. It's just amazing.
And what do you put on the top? When I make my baked mac and cheese, sometimes the top gets crusty, and my children get very upset over that. So what am I doing wrong?
Well, first, I hate to be disagreeable, but to me, the crusty part is the absolute best part of it. I put Swiss cheese and some more shredded cheddar on top of it, and I throw it back under the broiler until it's brown. So I like the crusty bits around the edges. But if you don't like it crusty, then all you have to do is put a piece of aluminum foil over the top of the casserole while it's baking, and you know, then that'll keep it from forming any crust across the top.
All right. Now, Drew, before we went to the commercial, one of the things I was asking you is, about your grandparents and your grandmother's influence. And a few weeks back, my grandparents were here visiting me. My grandfather's 90. And I was asking them about the Depression. And one of the most interesting things they told me was, we never went hungry. You know, all this stuff that you hear about people going hungry, yes, there were food lines, but we knew, our mothers knew how to cook homemade, and no matter what. And last week, Chrissy Jordan said this. She was on from Southern Plate. And she said, you know, there were always hot biscuits in the oven. Or we could always have, you know, homemade pizza. Or we could always have beautiful, you know, bread. And so I think that skill is lost on my generation of women. And I'm trying to get women back into that. And I know you have some online course that you're offering.
Right. You just go to the site, like you said, cooklikeyourgrandmother.com, and I've got at the top of the site, there's a form. You just give me your name and email address, and I'll send you, a set of 10 free lessons, and one of them is all about how to make yeast breads. And like you said, that's something that you don't have to have a lot of money. I go to a wholesaler, and I get my flour in 25-pound sacks and keep them in, you know, sealed plastic tubs down in the basement until I need them. And for literally pennies, you can put together a fresh loaf of bread. And it doesn't take anything at all. I mean, you go buy a loaf of bread, you pay $3, or I can get 25 pounds of flour for $7, and I can make bread for a year.
Yeah, you see. So this is something that's very hot right now. It's very interesting. People are stocking up. People are worried that there's going to be a food shortage. And this is a skill. People need to know at least how to make homemade bread.
Yeah, and bread, you know, for the longest time, I was afraid of yeast breads. I honestly only started making yeast breads myself within about the past year. But it's something that you get the hang of it so quickly. And after the third or fourth time I've done it, I almost don't need the recipes anymore. I know, okay, this is too wet. I need a little more flour. It's too dry. I need a little bit more water. And it becomes so easy. And a lot of people like using the bread machines and mixers, which is great if it's just about getting the food done. But I like kneading the bread and just standing there for 10 minutes pushing the dough back and forth. You know, it's
It's therapeutic.
Like it's meditating.
Right.
Fun.
Cooking is therapeutic. And I tell all of my ladies, I said, when you feel like you're freaking out at the end of the day, start chopping carrots, start making some biscuits, and have a glass of wine while you're doing it. It's very therapeutic. Drew, I have to wrap this up and go to break. But real quick, what's your secret ingredients for your glazed carrots?
The secret ingredient is butter. That's the secret ingredient in almost anything. Now,
that's my secret ingredient too. That's what I wanted to say. Butter is just, you can't get anything without butter. Am I right?
Either butter or bacon fat, or both.
Right. That should be a cookbook. Butter and bacon fat makes everything in life taste better.
Absolutely.
Good for you, Drew. Everyone go, and if you want a great gift for your mom for Mother's Day, how to cook like your grandmother, you could go to darlashine.com. We have the book right there for you to order. Thank you, Drew. Good for you, and we'll get you back on in the summer. We'll talk about summer barbecuing. And
oh, thank you, Darla.
Thank you. God bless you. Have a healthy week. Get back in your home, clean, cook, and all the old-fashioned things that make you a happy housewife. I'm Darla Shine. I'll talk to you next week.
Visit us online at talkradionetwork.com.